Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the final hour of tonight's live installment of the award-winning Political Cesspool radio program, broadcast to you live each and every week here from AM 1380 WLRM Radio Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, syndicated on the Liberty News Radio Network, libertynewsradio.com, and simulcasted via the Internet, both live and through the broadcast archives at our official Internet headquarters, thepoliticalcesspool.org. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's Saturday evening, May the 1st. For the first 2 hours of tonight's program, we have been celebrating the passage of the Arizona immigration law, the new law on the books there. We have been excited about all of the other states that are seemingly poised to follow suit. Keith Alexander and Winston Smith helped me cover that issue in depth. We also featured an interview with fan favorite Joe McCutcheon. And now, though, we will be shifting gears as I'm joined by yet another of the co-hosts from the Political Cesspool All-Star Stable of Talent. The only co-host with the night off tonight is Bill Rowland. Eddie the Bombardier Miller joins me now, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Tea Parties and the Campaign for Liberty. Eddie, what you got?
Well, I tell you what, James, we got a lot for the people tonight. I tell you what, you were on fire the first couple of hours. I was worried about your voice being down. Like I've told all the people, all my friends, that you know, you've been kind of on your deathbed this week, but you did mighty good, my young friend.
Thank you so much, Pappy.
But we have a really good guest on tonight. We have a lady that I respect, I mean, from the bottom of my toes to the top of my head. You're talking about guts. A matter of fact, on my little address book, when I email her stuff, I have her nickname as Gutsy Lady. But she is the West Tennessee coordinator for the Campaign for Liberty. Her name is Mary Hill. And the stuff she does, it just amazes me how organized she is, James. She's always putting this legislative stuff together, you know, that I haven't a clue how to do. She goes through these computers like, you know, I wished I knew how to do it. But I'm going to kind of turn it over to her. I was going to ask her some questions, but James, I believe that these the so-called tea parties, and just as a quick thing here, when you say tea parties, there's probably 100, maybe 500 tea parties in the United States. But the tea parties and the Campaign for Liberties and the Oath Keepers and the Committees for the Safeties, you know, out of Connecticut, they are all in this fight for pretty much the same goal. But I'm going to turn this thing over to Mary Hill right now before I get too long with it. And I want her to tell her about the Campaign for Liberty, because they have had – a lot of people don't know it because, see, the mainstream media tries to keep them hushed, but they have had a tremendous influence on what has been happening lately in Arizona and Utah, places like that. Now I'm going to turn it over to you, Mary. Hey, you do your thing, girl.
Hey, Eddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about this show tonight. I'm really glad to have you on, and I want you to kind of tell the people about the Campaign for Liberty, because it's really hard. Like we've been talking tonight, this station here, Mary, is one of the few stations that we have in the United States that we can get an alternative view out. As you know, the mainstream media villainizes the cesspool. They villainize the Tea Parties, the Campaign for Liberty. They call us communists. They call us Nazis. And I say, I welcome, like FDR said, I welcome their hatred. I want their hatred, because that means if we're catching the flak, while we are, Mary, we're over the target. With all that stuff, I'm going to turn it over to you, girl.
Okay, thanks, Eddie.
You're welcome.
Well, first of all, I am a volunteer for the Campaign for Liberty in West Tennessee, and the Campaign for Liberty is a spinoff from the Ron Paul campaign. When Ron Paul did not win the Republican nomination for president, there were hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, that were very interested in his leadership for our country. So what they decided to do was, instead of sending all these people home, they decided to start Campaign for Liberty, which is basically sponsored by Ron Paul. He speaks at our convention. They hold training sessions every 3 months for 3 days all over the country, a different city every 3 months, where they teach grassroots movements. And I'm telling you, this is as pure as Thomas Jefferson was the day he signed the Constitution. this organization. What our main focus is to hold the politicians accountable for the laws they are passing and the money they are spending, and to keep the public informed about how our elected officials are stealing our money and barring away our liberties every single day. And the Campaign for Liberty is a nationwide organization. It has over 300,000 members, and it has like 50 countries, even people from other countries that belong to the Campaign for Liberty. Our website is campaignforliberty.com. You can go on the national website. They have all kinds of information about the legislation in Congress, the legislation in the Senate, how to educate your friends and neighbors. They have tutorials, all kinds of stuff for grassroots training and educational videos so that you can know what's in, why the bailout was so bad or why the health care bill is so bad. But there were a couple of pieces of legislation I'd like to talk about tonight, if that's okay.
Sure. Hey, that's what we want you to do. And Mary, right before, I just want to chime in one thing here. I'm just going to ask you a rhetorical question. Is the Campaign for Liberty, is it, would you call them pro-Republican, or is it just, you know, or is it any, do y'all favor any one party? Or do,
oh,
or,
no, and I'm glad you asked. No, we're nonpartisan. We are strictly Constitution.
So you're not the Kool-Aid drinking Republicans, huh?
No, we're not at all. Not
I wanted to get that out there. I wanted people to know that you wasn't another one of these bogus neocon Republicans. But I knew it. I just wanted to, because I've been to too many meetings, not to know different. But I just wanted the people in the audience to know that. But you keep rolling. You're on a roll now, Mary. I didn't want to interrupt you anymore.
No, that's fine. Please do. We want Democrats and Republicans in our organization because we want to educate them about how you cannot print money, you cannot consistently give more entitlement programs, you cannot consistently enter into wars and maintain a financially stable economy. And dictators come into countries when they go broke. Usually, so this socialism they're trying to bring on into the United States, this is just a transition so that when they bankrupt this country, they'll bring in a different form of government that we've never seen before. And the Campaign for Liberty is trying to educate people outside the mainstream media. The mainstream media, as you said, has shut out any type of liberty constitutional information from the citizens because they want them to believe what they hear and see in the mainstream media. But a couple of pieces of legislation that's, a matter of fact, I got letters from Campaign for Liberty headquarters on this month alone, is the national ID. These guys in Washington are pretty slick. They're trying to pass a national ID program, and they're going to put it with an immigration bill to get it in. And what it's going to do is it's going to require you to submit fingerprints test to the federal government to hold a job. That way, this biometrical identification information will allow the government to track your every move. And we're very concerned about that. Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, Congressman Marsha Blackburn.
Oh, we know her, all right.
Yeah, has introduced that bill, and we need to call her. We need to call her. If you go on the Campaign for Liberty website, you can get her, you can get information about it, you can get postcards on it, and send her a letter. But she needs to, pull this legislation out of the Senate. Another big bill that we're very, very concerned with, or action, I've got to say, is Bob Corker, another, and since I'm in Tennessee, I know a little bit about the Tennessee stuff, but anybody in the country can call these people. Bob Corker is trying to stop the audit Fed bill. He is working with Chris Dodd on the side to sidetrack the bill that Ron Paul and all of us have worked so hard for, S-604, that would require a complete audit of the Federal Reserve. And we're going to get there, but we've kind of been betrayed by our Senator, Bob Corker. He is trying to introduce another bill that takes all the meat out of S-604, and it even gives the Federal Reserve more powers.
Mary, if you don't mind, James Edwards here. We got to take a commercial break here. We're going to let you pick up on your train of thought right where you're leaving off in just a few moments after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned, everybody.
Thanks.
James Edwards, Eddie Miller, and our special guest return right after this.
Don't go away. There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the third and final hour of our program this evening. James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller now in studio with our guest for this hour, or at least for the beginning of this hour, Mary Hill, who is the West Tennessee coordinator for the Campaign for Liberty movement, which, as she mentioned in the first segment of the hour, is a spinoff from the Ron Paul presidential campaign of 2008. And Eddie, you and Mary were having quite a good conversation about some of the things that the Campaign for Liberty is addressing right now here in West Tennessee. I'd like to afford you the opportunity to continue on.
Well, I'm telling you, I was telling her, James, I was just telling Mary about the two times that, you know, how much Marsha Blackburn loves you and I. I told her about the time that you and I kind of got escorted to the parking lot by a bunch of goon squads.
Well, actually, you were the one that was escorted, Eddie, and I voluntarily walked with you, but
hey, don't blame it all on me,
we split hairs.
No, but, Mary has been making some dynamite points. As a matter of fact, my wife came up here a minute ago and said, boy, that gal is right on the money. But Mary made a point, and if she doesn't mind, Mary, if you don't mind, would you go back and emphasize that one bill? I'm going to chime in one thing, but I want you to go back and talk about that bill that this sellout Bob Corker is trying to get through to water down the audit the Fed bill. And by the way, James, I don't know if you know this or not, but Mary Hill rubs elbows with the hero of ours, Congressman Ron Paul. She's,
absolutely.
She's been to several meetings, and she's been to Washington several times to visit him, and she's very dedicated. But I would like her to, if you don't mind, Mary, just kind of hit that fake bill that Bob Corker's got that's trying to get through to water down the audit the Fed bill. If you don't mind, just emphasize that. And I'm just, go ahead. I'll bring up something later. I'm getting too windy.
Okay. What the information I've got is that Senator Corker is planning to rewrite the financial reform bill to strip out, audit the Fed, and actually increase the Fed's power. And we've got to put the pressure on him to stop giving the Fed more power to destroy our economy in this country, as you can imagine.
I'm glad you said that, Mary. I'm glad you said it. I hate that. I'm just going to say this one more time, but you opened up an opportunity for me to say something. This reminds me of all these people out here, Mary, and we talk about this all the time at the Campaign for Liberty meetings. There's so many people that are blind out there. They're, you know, yellow dog Democrats, blue dog Republicans, and they, you know, they want to vote for the lesser of the two evils. I think if I hear that sometimes one more time, I'm going to puke. But these aren't the lesser of the two evils. I want you people to pay specifically attention, close attention to what Mary's telling you. This guy Corker is another sellout that these neoconservatives and these, I hate to say it sometimes, but I'm a Southern Baptist, but you can't get any of these people to open their eyes except for a few individuals that are really waking up. But Mary, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go back to what you were saying about the Corker's fake bill.
Yeah, well, what information I have says that what we need to do is people need to call Bob Corker's office and make every effort to kill the Dodd Financial Services Reform Bill is what it's called. Dodd, like Chris Dodd, Financial Services Reform Bill, and tell Bob Corker to immediately sign on to S-604. His phone number at his office is 202-224-3344. But we've got to put the pressure on. And, you know, Eddie, unlike you, I believe these folks in Washington know exactly what they're doing. And I think they're doing it on purpose.
Oh, sure. Yeah, exactly. And, you're right on the money.
And for a long time, I thought education was the answer. These guys know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it on purpose. And but my question is, why are they constantly looking for ways to strip us of our liberties and our cash? And
well,
that,
Mary,
I would like
that.
To know their motivation.
Mary, the reason, and I know you know this, because we've talked about this, it's because both parties, like Joe McCutcheon mentioned, Joe McCutcheon is a wonderful hero of mine. I idolize that man. And he brought that up on the second hour. Both parties are beyond rehabilitation. They are corrupt to the core. They're as corrupt as Satan, and they are being funded. They get their bread and butter from these international bankers and industrialists. So that's who is running these so-called shadow government are running these people. These clowns in Washington, Mary, and you know this, and I don't want to take over your thing. But we talked about this. They are controlled by the international, the bankers. We have a government now by the banks, of the banks, for the banks. And that's why these sorry low down sellouts in Washington D.C. are going along with all this stuff. And just like James said in the last hour, these people hate America. They want to tear America down and reform us into some kind of a nightmarish, fascist communist state. But that's what Mary, and like you're right, Mary. They know exactly what they're doing. We can't. Now we can educate the people, Mary. You're right, but I'm total agreement with you. These people know. We can't. I mean, they know what they're doing. I'm talking about the politicians, but I'm going to shut up now, Mary. But we can't educate. We can educate. I think if we have enough time, we can educate the populace. But I tell you, just between you and me, I'm getting really discouraged with the Baptist people that I hang around. But I'm going to shut up now, Mary, and go back to you.
Oh, well, there's another point I want to make. If anybody is somewhat aware of what's going on and they're concerned about the laws being passed in Congress and the Senate and some of the spending, I noticed that a lot of my family and friends, they watch a lot of television. And I believe the mainstream media, this is me talking now, okay, it's not the Campaign for Liberty, the mainstream media has a lot of influence on what people believe in our country. And I think what I'm challenging my friends and family to do is to stop watching television and reading the newspapers for 2 weeks and to kind of let just kind of detox from the information glut that we're getting. And perhaps I was reading something today, an email I got about G. Edward Griffin. There's a website called therealityzone.com.
That's a smart man. He wrote the Creature, like we talked about in the break, Mary. He wrote the Creature from Jekyll Island. If anybody wants to read that book, you'll have a PhD in economics. But go ahead, Mary.
And that's the founding of the Federal Reserve, right?
Correct.
I got started.
You're correct.
But realityzone.com is a website that you can go to. And what they have is a series of 20 DVDs that you can order, and it's kind of they're graduated from beginners up to the more complex issues. But if you watch these DVDs, and they make no money off of them, they sell them for $1 a piece. You can copy them if you want to. But they give you documentaries that have been left out of the mainstream media that can better explain what's going on in our country today as far as, taking our liberties, the media controlling what we actually hear about what's going on in this country. It's the 20 videos or documentaries about what's really been going on financially, legal-wise, laws have been passed and things like that, and how to act and how to preserve our Constitution and regain some of our liberties back.
Well, you hit it right on the money, Mary, because, see, you've made a vital point there. That's the only way we can get information out because, we don't, you know, everybody on this show, and you know too, Mary, that all the control, the so-called mainstream media, that it's controlled, it has been controlled since the 1880s. It's been bought out by the Carnegies and the Rockefellers, you know, and that's been bought out for well over 100 years now.
Eddie, hold it right there, Eddie. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with more right after this, and including a special surprise, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool Guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the Political Cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up to the final couple of segments of our broadcast this evening, May 1st. Eddie the Bombardier Miller and James Edwards in studio. Thanks to Mary Hill for appearing with us for the previous half hour, as she gave us a little more insight on the Campaign for Liberty movement. And as you know, Eddie, you are the sole member of the Political Cesspool's hosting staff who has gone inside these movements. We've covered them from afar, reading things about them and providing our analysis as best we can. But you have gone on the inside of three of the organizations out there that are claiming to stand up and fight for our issues, the Campaign for Liberty, the Oath Keeper movement, and the Tea Party movement. All of them are closely related and fight for similar issues, although they all are all three autonomous entities in and of themselves. But, Eddie, the question is, and of course we've been trying to provide objective coverage on the Tea Party specifically and Campaign for Liberty and Oath Keepers somewhat also, what do you think? You've been to these meetings. You've been to Tea Party rallies. You've been to the meetings of Campaign for Liberties. Do you think that they have a chance to realize their full potential and make an impact and help aid that which is happening in some of these other states with regard to immigration? Or do you think that they're going to be infiltrated and subverted from within? You know better than me because you've been there.
Well, you know what? Yes, yes, and no. I'm going to draw on what my brother Keith and my brother Joe McCutcheon said and some things you've said. First of all, let me say that of all the organizations I belong to, guess which one I'm most proud of?
Campaign for Liberty.
No.
The Political Cesspool.
The Political Cesspool.
Well, of course, of course.
Yeah, I'm the proud Cesspoolian, and I'm going to go off a little spiel about that in just a minute. But I am very proud to be affiliated with the Campaign for Liberty. But I guess of all the organizations, the Oath Keepers might be my baby. Well, James, yes, you know, anytime you get the cesspool ain't never going to be infiltrated because you know there's only a handful of us and we're brothers. Unless somebody offers you $50 to turn me in. Hey, make that $75.
Hey, $75 would be a pretty big donation for us.
Money,
I don't
fella.
Know. I might have to do that.
Yeah, but listen, yes, anytime you get organizations as diverse as, like you said, the Campaign for Liberty, like we talked about, it's a spinoff of the Ron Paul Revolution, and there's thousands of people in the Campaign for Liberty and the Tea Parties. Well, yeah, you're going to have people there, just like I was just making a point at the break with my wife earlier. I said, we've got, I think, up to two or three blacks in our church now at Macon Road Baptist. Are we being infiltrated by the blacks? I don't know. We have 185 members in the church, and we have, like, three blacks. I wouldn't think that's infiltrated. But you're never, ever going to be able to keep spies and moles out. You know, I'm sure that in another organization I belong to, but incidentally, I'm behind on my dues, going to send my dues in as the CFCC. But I'm sure we've had moles that organization, James. As a matter of fact, one tried to seduce you at one time, and you so wisely,
Well, that was actually a Southern Poverty Law Center reporter, not a Council of Conservative Citizens member.
She came to a CFCC meeting, didn't she?
Well, she was emailing. I don't know who was at that meeting that reported on that. That's a whole other issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People are always going to try to infiltrate you. You know, you have a Tea Party with thousands of people in Tennessee. You're not going to keep them all out. And there's some people in there that are trying to infiltrate. But I'm going to say that 99% of all the people in the Tea Parties in the Campaign for Liberties and in Oath Keepers are good people. They're just old average Joes like me. They're not geniuses. They're not smart. They're barely, legible like me. They're barely able to speak like me. I'm no lawyer or no poet. But they're concerned, James. They're scared to death. They see what's happening in our country, and this is for all the organizations. You know, especially Oath Keepers. Oath Keepers are on the they're considered on the most of Homeland Security and the NORTHCOM, the Marines, Air Force, Navy, and Army. That are inside the continental United States under one command. They have been told that Tea Parties and Campaign for Liberties and Oath Keepers are enemies. We're terrorists. We're enemies of the state. They're teaching them that the citizens are the enemies of the state. These people, the military now, James, they're not being trained to go over here and fight these al-Qaeders that are hiding behind every bush over here in godforsaken Iraq. They're being trained to be turned loose on the people because the international bankers have completely bankrupted this country. They've stolen going on $30 trillion from this country now, and they're pushing this crappy healthcare system down our throat. See, all the liberty movements, the patriot movements, know that, and we've made a tremendous impact. We really have. If it weren't for the Tea Party, the Tea Party's caused major havoc with Rick Perry and Kate Bailey Hutchison in Texas. Kate Bailey Hutchison is a consummate insider. She is on trilateral commission, the CFR, as is Rick Perry. Rick Perry was instrumental in getting the Trans-Texas Corridor through, the NAFTA Superhighway, getting Texas, pushing that North American Union, just like Fred Smith here in Memphis, just like George Soros. But he comes out, they're coming out, James, they're trying to manipulate the Tea Parties. And see, a lot of the people in the Tea Parties aren't as wise as some of the people like Mary Hill and like Ron Paul. And maybe I'm tooting my own horn, but James, I've been in this rodeo a long time. I know a lot of things that these people, you know, we got people 25 years old. We have one in our church who just got in the Campaign for Liberty, and she doesn't know all this crap, man. They still, you know, they don't know about they think that people like Sarah Palin and, McCain, they don't know all the filth behind in their closet, and all the skeletons of the closet. They don't know about all these things. They don't understand anything about the Federal Reserve, most of them. They don't understand. They'll fall for somebody like Rick Perry without researching the stuff he's done. And I'd like to point out too another so-called, one of the blue states, California, James. They have, God only knows how many propositions they have passed. Whether it was Proposition 13 to save the heterosexual marriage, Proposition 187 to get the illegal aliens off the welfare rolls, federal court out there, seventh or ninth circuit court of appeals keeps overruling them.
Yeah, the ninth.
Ninth. They've been trying, James, with all their guts. I'm going to tell you what. You start getting a lot of violent Mexicans, Mecha, La Raza, and all these groups howling in a rich neighborhood. Well, these blue states suddenly will convert overnight to a blue state. And that's something, to a rich state. That's what's happened a lot in Arizona, James. Not only, I'm not going to give all the support to the patriot movement because a lot of these rich people and even some of these Jews out there that all of a sudden can't get out in their front yard without getting mugged and raped, they're starting to come around and say, maybe the people in the political cesspool, maybe the people, maybe Ron Paul wasn't all right. But I'm going to get off that. I'm going to say something right now, James. It's been smoldering under me for about a week. I'm going to say this. I'm getting awfully fatigued with people coming up to me. And a lot of these people in these movements, they know who I am. They know I'm a cesspoolian, to the bottom of my heart. And they come up and they have all this wonderful advice about how oh, we're right. You know, they know we're right, James. They know we're putting out the right messages about, you know, race and about how we can't have a first world nation with a third world population, just like y'all mentioned that tonight. We're all right. We're right. We're correct. But we're coming about it the wrong way, James. We're telling the truth, but we need to get the truth out some kind of way without telling the truth. I mean, I've asked them, well, how would you do it? What part of the cesspool do you not like? Well, I tell you what, I got news for these people, James, and I told you about this the other day on the phone. If the cesspool ever backs back down one micron, I'll be the first person to leave the cesspool, as of you will too. We will never back down. We will never sell out our principles. We will never, you know, give up what we stand for. We will die Confederates at heart. And that's the way it is. So people down, save your breath. I don't need any more of your cheap, worthless advice.
Well, Eddie, I couldn't have said it better myself. And certainly we show a defiant resolve because we are convinced we are right on the issues. And it takes a candid and frank discussion of these issues for people to understand the problems. If you pull your punches, you're never going to get to the root of the problem. You can't treat the symptoms. You got to treat the disease. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up this segment by looking into the Campaign for Liberty and the Tea Party with a special guest that's going to share his opinion.
That's coming up
in just a moment.
They took the home.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool Guys will be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return. We'll
return. Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined now once again by former elected member of the Louisiana House of Representatives, Dr. David Duke. And David is rejoining us on the program this evening because he has recently posted an exquisite video, which we have linked here on our website, that offers his unique insight on the Tea Party phenomenon. And David, you know, I have been extensively covering the Tea Party movement on this radio program for months now, and I've tried to be as objective as I can in my commentaries. The Tea Party movement at once fills me with both hope and concern. Hope because we seemingly out of nowhere have tens of millions of hardworking, tax-paying, white conservative voters coming together and pulling in the same direction on some pretty important issues. It's easily the largest movement of its kind that I've seen in my lifetime, and if played right, it could evolve into a monumental building block for the reclamation of America's destiny. However, I'm concerned because it seems as though the self-proclaimed leaders of some of these various Tea Party groups across the country are more concerned with pandering to the only group of people in America that will never be part of such a movement, rather than embracing their identity and ensuring that this opportunity realizes its full potential. David, what's your take on it?
Well, you said it so well. I think everything you said is very correct, James. And I looked into the Tea Party movement quite closely, and I did this video, and it's kind of really interesting. I think that the Tea Party movement erupted not simply from certain aspects of constitutional government. We all know our government's out of control. We all know that taxes are out of control. I don't think it was just economic interest on the part of the people. The Tea Party, I think, what it did was it gave European Americans an opportunity to really vent their incredible frustrations and truly anger about the direction our government's been going in, about the direction our country is going in. And that's why I think you saw the Tea Party, as I said in the video, had a very good friend in Washington, D.C., who was on the mall there, and they had about a million people there. And it was just virtually an all-white crowd. I mean, there's just almost no blacks whatsoever in the crowd. Whether that's good or bad, that was the reality of it. And the stage, though, had all kinds of minorities on the stage. And my friend was standing there about 100 or 200 feet from the stage, and a perfect stranger next to him kind of nudged him in the ribs and said, "Hey, buddy," he said, "you know, they got more blacks on the stage than they do in the audience." And that about sums it up. I mean, the people who are trying to control this frustration, they're trying to make it another, you know, liberal diversity style movement. But the fact is that there are racial differences in this country, and there's different dynamics of race, and that if this country continues to go down the path where whites will be a minority in our nation, we will be adopting the policies, the socialism, if you will, the government control, if you will, of the Barack Obamas of the world. I have the Gallup poll results in my video, and the Gallup poll, exit polls, show that 99% of blacks in America voted for their fellow black, Barack Obama. And, of course, nobody called that racist. When 65% of Louisiana white citizens voted for me for the United States Senate, people called that as an example of the white racism that exists. But if blacks vote 99%, there's no problem. I think the Tea Party has a lot of great sentiments. I think there's a lot of good people. People are learning to organize. And even though I think the Tea Party is being, there's a great effort being made by the mass media to control the Tea Party, I think there's still a lot of European Americans in this Tea Party that are there for a lot of fundamental reasons that you and I talk about every day. I think the vast majority of Tea Party people are opposed to this massive non-European immigration into the United States, and they're concerned about the fact we may become a minority in our country. I think the vast majority are opposed to the so-called affirmative action and racial discrimination against our people. I think a vast majority know that the Hollywood media and the controlled media of America is something that's really alien to our values and preaching every kind of degeneracy and destructive policy imaginable. The controlled media pushes immigration. The controlled media pushes the destruction of the family. The controlled media pushes radical feminism, which is destructive also of the family. The radical media pushes anti-white discrimination and white guilt, and guilt for our forefathers and the values this country was built upon. And the radical media pushes homosexuality, for instance. The radical media pushes also these foreign wars. And this is something that we've got to really work on with the average white American and the average Tea Party participant, and that the same people who are pushing for all these destructive policies in America, the same ones that control the liberal media, are the same forces that tell us that we should go and support Israel, the same ones that say that we should be over in Afghanistan and in Iraq defending freedom halfway around the world. And, you know, it's ridiculous to think that we have boys dying right now in Afghanistan or Iraq supposedly for freedom, when we don't even have any freedom any longer in America to sing Christmas carols in our schools, when we don't have the freedom really to even attend our neighborhood school and have our child be safe and sound because of forced busing and forced integration. When, you know, why in the heck should we be in Afghanistan or Iraq supposedly trying to defend their borders and really monitoring their borders when we have our borders here being overwhelmed? So I think the Tea Party has a lot of good things about it for our people. At the same time, I think it affords a danger in the fact that if people like these Zionist New World Order people and the pro-immigration people, if they control it, I think it will again become one more organization leading our people astray rather than leading our people to I guess, the promised land, if that's the way to put it. But I do think that the Tea Party shows the potential for mass movements in America, and it shows that millions of European Americans are frustrated and are ready to go to the streets to defend our heritage, our way of life, our freedom, and I think that is a very, very positive sign.
David, I know we're running short on time, but I certainly agree with you, and you said something that I've said many times over, that fundamentally speaking, millions of these Americans who are taking part in the Tea Party movement do agree with us on the issues. The problem is that it is an implicitly white movement, where, as it should be, as an explicitly white movement. Certainly there's no negative stigma associated with AIPAC being an exclusively Jewish organization, the NAACP being an exclusive black organization. So therefore, whites should also be allowed to come together and organize and speak out in their own self-interest. And the Tea Party has the potential to do that, because I think that these people agree with us on a lot of issues above and beyond limited government and lower taxes. So if it can evolve into that, then we really have a chance to do some good. We just have to make sure that, like the Minutemen Project before it, it isn't infiltrated and subverted and run into the ground. So in the 2 minutes we have left, David, how would you encourage those listening to the program tonight who are affiliated with the Tea Party movement to do their part to ensure that this movement reaches its the fullest level that it can?
Well, maybe the first thing that people can do, and the easiest thing people can do, is steer.
We're going to go ahead and fade it out right there, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't catch me at the top of that last segment there, that was a taped interview that I conducted with Representative David Duke earlier this week, as he lives or is now visiting in Europe. The time zone differential between Memphis and where he is at in the world right now didn't make it conducive for him to appear live on the program tonight, but he did want to join our conversation on the Tea Party movement. And to hear David answer that question that I just asked him, you're going to have to go to our website. We will post that short clip that was taped and get it up on our website. So to hear the conclusion of my short 12-minute interview with David Duke this week, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, and we'll try to have that up for you sometime tomorrow. Great show tonight. A lot of great material and a lot of things to invest hope in. Most notably, the great law that was passed in Arizona this week, and the laws, the bills that are being proposed in so many other states that are following Arizona's lead. For Keith Alexander, Winston Smith, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and Bill Rowland, I am your host, James Edwards. Visit us on the website this week, in between now and our next live broadcast next Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central on the Liberty News Radio Network. Our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, www.thepoliticalcesspool.org. Until then, live life the way we do, ladies and gentlemen, without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you. Good night.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.